I'm here with Carmela Lanza, an associate professor of English on the UNM Gallup campus. Hello.
Hi.
You are also one of the editors of the Red Mesa Review, which brings us to the topic of today's conversation. On this coming Wednesday, October 23rd, 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. in the Zollinger Library here on the UNM Gallup campus, there's a big Red Mesa Review event. Can you tell me a bit about what to expect?
Absolutely. First, I just want to thank you for inviting me for this opportunity. We're having a celebration. We're celebrating the publication of our 2019 issue. Red Mesa Review is a literary arts magazine that has been at UNM Gallup for many years. And about, I would say, 3 years ago, it kind of, there really wasn't anything going on with it anymore. It was kind of just sort of stagnating, and there weren't any issues being published. And then last year, we revitalized it and kind of gave it a new direction. In the past, it was a publication that was limited to UNM faculty, staff, students, alumni, but we've now opened it up to not only UNM community, but the communities in this region. And I'm very, very proud of that fact, that we now welcome writers and artists from the Four Corners region. And this issue in particular really shows the diversity of what we're trying to accomplish with this wonderful publication.
And there are photographs, and you do
yes.
Welcome solicitations of other artwork, I imagine.
Absolutely. We're not in the submission cycle right now. Right now we're focusing on promoting the 2019 publication, but in late winter, early spring, there'll be a submission cycle, and we welcome work from really any artist. It can be photography. We also have jewelry, pictures of jewelry and fabric and sculptures and drawings and all kinds of mixed media. And then for the writing, we're looking for poetry, short stories, creative nonfiction. And if someone has possibly a chapter from a novel or an excerpt from a screenplay or even a play, we're open to that as well. We're not seeking academic work. We're not really seeking scholarly work for this publication.
So at Wednesday evening's event, again, this is 5:30 till 7:30 p.m., October 23rd, in Zollinger Library here on the UNM Gallup campus. We'll be hearing from some of the writers.
Hopefully. I want to see some contributors show up, and what my plan is, we're keeping it very informal. We're not going to have a podium. We're just going to have everybody sitting together. The idea is that we're in someone's comfortable living room, just sharing our work and talking about our creative process. And I would love it if some of the writers would talk about their creative process. We're also going to have a PowerPoint that will show images of the artwork that's in the issue. And also we're distributing copies. The issue is free. I will hopefully get some copies in some of the local establishments in town. And also, you can pick up a copy at Zollinger Library.
Is there an online version?
Yes, there is. First time, okay? We're very happy about that. We do have a webpage on UNM Gallup, so you can go on there. And it'll take a minute for you to find us, but we're definitely there. And you'll see bios of everyone in the collective. And also, there is an online edition of the journal. So we're very excited about that.
So listeners could go online and search for UNM Gallup, find the website, and then navigate there to find Red Mesa Review.
Absolutely. I believe that we're under the heading of community. I don't remember, but it's when you go to UNM Gallup and you look at all the subheadings, I think it says community. It's under there, and you'll see Red Mesa Review.
So the Red Mesa Review Collective is having a celebration this Wednesday, October 23rd, from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m. in Zollinger Library here on the UNM Gallup campus in Gallup, New Mexico. Refreshments are to be available. There will be readings. There will be some presentations of images of some of the artwork that'll be featured in this current fall 2019 edition. And perhaps motivating some future submissions.
Hopefully. We want to make it an annual publication. And so our plan is to start seeking work in late winter, early spring. All of the submissions are online, so you would be sending it via email. And we'll have flyers around about that. And also, again, on our webpage, there'll be a whole section on the submissions and how we do that. Basically, the writing submissions are sent to me through my email. And then Christy Wilson, who is our wonderful, one of our professors in art, she handles, thankfully, the artwork and the submission process for that. So that's how it works.
And are there any other editors involved?
Yes, we have Yiwen Hung, and she is in our English program. She is our linguistics professor. And then we have Carrie Stevenson, one of our assistant professors in English. And then we have Tom McLaren, who is an adjunct instructor. And so it's very interesting. We have lots of different voices and people coming from different experiences as part of it.
Now, I know this isn't all about you, Professor Lanza.
It's not.
But how did you get involved with the Red Mesa Review?
Oh, I like that question. Well, I've been here 6 years, and I teach, you know, in the English program. And so one of my areas is creative writing, and so I'm also a poet. And so for 6 years, I've off and on have taught creative writing classes here. And I was always very interested in Red Mesa Review and very concerned and kind of looking at it and seeing what was happening and what, you know, what can we do to kind of revitalize it. And so when the opportunity came up, I went for it. You know, I felt that we don't really have a literary arts journal in this area. We are not the same as UNM Main Campus. They have Blue Mesa Review. And I have to be the first one to say I am not the expert in the institutional history of Red Mesa. Like, when did it start? I know it was here for a very long time, and that I believe at certain points it did win awards. But now that we're revitalizing it, the idea is like, you know, what are the voices of this place? And you know, I also, as an educator, do support writing and how writing and reading can really help a person in his or her life. In that, it's not just about workplace English, you know, getting students literate so that they can get a job. I'm not saying that that's not important, because we all need to support our families, but I do think that there is more to life than that. And I always tell my students that, and that writing can be part of your life, and it can bring a lot of healing and a lot of awareness of like where you're going in your life. So I do journal writing with my students. I even offered a workshop in town. I think that was 2 years ago. I did a journal writing workshop at the gallery 123 downtown, and it was wonderful. It's something that I care very much about, and I'm just really happy that UNM Gallup sees the importance of this, because, you know, they have been very supportive as far as, you know, giving us the financial support we need, and that's really important.
I would certainly think that people would find that this edition of the Red Mesa Review for 2019 is as diverse in the range of submissions as is the community that we live in.
Yes, it is. We've got contributors. We've got students in the issue. We have faculty. We have community members. I'm just very happy about that. And so we're looking for even more community input, more people out there who are writing and want to take that one step towards publication and having other people experience their work.
And a wide range of perspectives from varied cultural backgrounds.
Absolutely. I think that's very important because of the diversity that we see every day living here. It's very important to keep it open and that we're not, you know. That's why I was not happy about the mission statement of that it needed to be only people affiliated with UNM, because I just kept thinking there's somebody out there in some town that's writing this, you know, amazing science fiction novel and they'd like to maybe share their work and that person just happened to not be affiliated with UNM, and so therefore they couldn't submit to Red Mesa, but now that's changed. For example, we're even open to high school students. I was just having a conversation the other day with one of the high school teachers at Gallup High, and I suggested going there and sharing with the students at some point, so hopefully we can do that. Again, it's a wonderful way for high school students to also get involved.
Is there anything else that you might like to say about the October 23rd event, about Red Mesa Review, or are there any shout-outs you'd like to make at this point?
Well, I want to thank everyone who was involved with getting this issue, done. And I also welcome everyone. If you've got time, please come by next Wednesday. It's going to be very informal and I would just love to see people come there and just have a positive experience and just kind of share with other people. Sometimes we're in isolation, you know, with our writing, with our artwork. The student, for example, who did the beautiful cover, it is a photograph. It was like the first time he ever shared his work. And so that was kind of a major experience for him. But just, you know, I would just love to see people show up for it. And I just would like to thank UNM Gallup for all the support that they've been giving us. It's been really wonderful.
So anyone who might be attending, bring your copy of the Red Mesa Review or get a copy, and perhaps you can find a few artists to autograph it.
That would be fabulous.
All right. The Red Mesa Review Collective's celebration happening this Wednesday, October 23rd. From 5:30 until 7:30 in the evening at Solinger Library on the UNM Gallup campus, refreshments will be provided. There will be some writers presenting their work. There will be images of some of the art featured in the Red Mesa Review this year. It should be a very interesting evening.
Thank you.